Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You make the transition from old practices to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our new friend, Kim Scott, on the show. Folks, I don't have enough time this hour to mention all her credentials, but I'm just going to read a few names here. Dropbox, Curdo, Quantrix, Twitter, Google, Apple, AdSense, YouTube, DoubleClick, the Federal Communications Commission, on and on and on. These are her credentials. These are companies she's worked with or for or founded or helped them in some way. She is the author of a new book called Radical Candor, and she's here to talk to us about how to talk to other folks in a productive way, right, Kim?
Absolutely. It's great to be here.
Welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So in my career, I've got women in my life, my mother, my sisters, my wife, my daughter. You know, I've just got too many women around me not to be pro-female, to want women to be. I've got a daughter that, you know, I want her to have every opportunity anybody has. And people who know my show know how I feel about promoting women in the marketplace. But I don't feel like I should talk to a woman differently than I should talk to a man when it comes to managing them. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I think that is so important, and I'm sure that a lot of women appreciate that, even if they didn't appreciate it in the moment, because it's always hard to be criticized in the moment. But one of the things that I tell young women and older women too is that often men aren't like you. Often men, not because they're jerks or something, but they pull their punches with women. They don't give women the same kind of important
advice. And you say
advice.
That's dangerous. You say that's not doing them any favors, don't you?
It's not doing anybody any favors because we learn from the mistakes we made, but we're often not even aware of the mistakes we're making. And so we rely on each other to point them out, in a way that shows that you care about the person and that you're just pointing it out to help them get better, to point it out in a way that strengthens your relationship and is positive, but still to point it out. If somebody has spinach in between their teeth, like, you're not doing them any favors, not to mention
right.
But did the women appreciate it?
Well, see, that's the thing is that many times they don't. The thing that I made sure they know was that, you know, that I care about your future. I care about your growth. And so here's what I have to say about what's going on right now. And I don't tell them. Now, if you were a guy, I say the same thing. That should be self-evident, right?
But sometimes
they have gotten their feelings hurt. Or I can remember years ago, I mean, a long time ago when I was a manager, I can remember getting called on the carpet for just giving basic, what you would call radical candor feedback to an employee, to a female employee.
Wow. Yeah, that, you know, it's one of the things that is most upsetting to me about the dialogue on gender right now is that very often good guys who are doing the right thing, get in trouble for it from a gender perspective.
And it makes us pull our punches.
Yeah. And that's a disaster. It's a disaster for women. And so it's actually the topic of my next book. I want to figure out how to have radically candid gender conversations.
Could I say this to someone? What would be wrong with me saying to someone, almost to get it out on the table, Sue, I've got some things I need to say to you that you need to work on. I'm your boss. I'm your own manager. I'm your whatever. And so this is my job to do this. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to talk to you like I talk to anyone, or do you want me to talk to you the way it seems that the feminists want me to talk to women? Which one would you like? Which version would you like? Could I say that?
You could say it. I think you might get some offense
if you
say it that way. And the reason is this, is that you're making, if you say it that way, a lot of assumptions about the way that feminists
want.
And you're also kind of implying, you're going into it assuming that she's going to get upset,
mm-hmm.
right? Not.
Could I just say, Sue, I'm going to tell you just like I would tell anybody else.
That would be perfect. Or I'm going to tell you just like I would tell your male.
My brother or whatever.
My brother or your colleague, Jim.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think that women want that at work. They want to be treated like.
If you want all the other stuff, you have to take that, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hold on to that thought. I need a website quickly, Kim.
Okay.
Your website quickly.
Radical Camp.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.